Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled Overcome the World Part 2. Today's devotional was written by Abraham D. Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from John 16:33. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have trouble and suffering, but take courage, I have conquered the world. I have just read from the New English Translation. The victory of the believer is not based on personal strength, intelligence, or connections. It is based on the victory of Christ. When Jesus declared that he had overcome the world, he was announcing a triumph that every believer would later share through faith in him. This means the believer does not fight for victory, but fights from victory. The powers that intimidate the world have already been defeated by Christ. Sin has been defeated. Satan has been defeated. Fear has been defeated. The systems that oppose God may still exist, but their ultimate authority has already been broken. Faith connects us to that victory. When a believer truly understands that Christ has overcome the world, boldness replaces every fear. Circumstances may still arise, threats may still appear, and opposition may still come. But faith reminds us that none of these have the final say over our lives. This is why the enemy often attacks the believer's faith. If he can introduce doubt, fear, or unbelief, he can weaken the believer's confidence in the victory already secured in Christ. But when faith is strong, the believer stands firm regardless of what is happening around him. Go into today with the confidence that Christ has already overcome the world. Stand firmly in faith and refuse to allow fear, intimidation, or sin to weaken your trust in him. Prayer. Lord, strengthen my faith in the victory that Christ has already won. Help me to live boldly and confidently as one who has overcome the world through him. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Genesis 12 to 15. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to StreamGlobe Devotional. StreamGlobe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.